Good morning. And how are you? Oh, I missed you so last week. And I was gone, you know. And it was, I had to give a talk and then I had to go on vacation. I had to go. Anyway, but when I was down there and going to different churches, again, I always think, whoa, we are so blessed. You are great, great to be with. And I miss you tremendously, even on vacation, just so you know. But anyway, now that I got that out of the way, let's step on some toes. Okay, so we're going to deal with the gospel. And we deal with the gospel. The first line, it really sets up everything for us, doesn't it? It sits there and says, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Why, gratefully, again, none of that applies to nobody here, but maybe one or two of us snuck in that might apply to. I think all of us, when it comes right down to it, are convinced of our righteousness, and we look down upon other people, whether they have bugs, whether they smell, whether they're a different party than we are. I am a Republican, they are a Democrat, they're all going to hell. Or I am an independent, or I am an Orthodox Catholic, and they are a liberal Catholic, and all liberal Catholics are going to hell. And these are the ones that hate the Pope, and these are the ones that love the Pope, and everyone who doesn't agree with me, they're no good. Now again, nobody here is like that, but I know of a few that are, and that includes me. This is the way it should be if Jesus wants us to know this and wants us to live well. Instead of Jesus addressing this parable, as he says, to those who are convinced of their own righteousness and despise everybody else, we should be people who are so unconvinced of our righteousness and are loving towards everybody else. We despise ourselves, and so we make excuses for people who don't agree with me, who people who don't think like me. That's the way God is. But is that the way we are? You know, again, I was happened to be at Catholic Answers, and I was on their radio show at Catholic Answers. I did my thing from their place in the beginning, and then we had we did an hour for the Catholic Answers show, and so I was answering all these questions. And so it was amazing, though, how they were telling me how, you know, like any, like my show too, we have screeners and that screen things. But some people just come and they call constantly just to make judgments on everybody else. And it happens on my show all the time. You know, everything is screened. You just can't get through. And then there's a five-second delay in case they say something, or in my case, that I say something it shouldn't be out there, and so they can cut it immediately so it doesn't get through. So a lot of those things, but it's amazing how many people who are Catholic that just call to make judgments on everybody else. And so I think it's just good for us to have an examination of our conscience. Do I really think that I am so right that I can judge everyone who doesn't agree with me? Do I really think that when I, you know, and again, all the stuff, like right now with the Pope and that, you know, he worships idols and all that stuff. And so someone came to me before I left, and I just says, you do realize, don't you, that we get a sound bit on most of the time social media. We get this little, and it could be completely true, a 30-second or a minute soundbite. And then they take it and they put a spin on it, and then people go crazy. And we judge the Pope or the church, or we judge the priests that don't agree with us, or we judge them all, and I'm convinced of my righteousness. But I despise everyone else, and I do that so well that I despise them so much that I take that, I add my comment to it, and I spread it out to thousands of other people because I can hide behind my social media. People, let me make it clear again. I think that everyone in our parish should get off social media. Unless you're just looking at it to get a boost when I do my boost in the morning or boost at night, but you don't read any of those things. And if any of those things talk about the Pope, bishops, priests, you should automatically dismiss it and not read it because you're buying into the lie. You're buying into someone's judgment of something they saw for a 30-minute click, and then you jump on it, and you're convinced of your righteousness, and you despise everyone else. Think of that. Do you really think in your heart of hearts that you making a comment about how evil the Pope or this person is, or this, that that's going to change anybody's opinion? Do you really think that that's going to help anybody except dismiss you, or like with me, block you for the rest of your life on my stuff? Because you think that you know more than the Pope of the Church who was given to us by Almighty God, that you know more, and so we despise people. That's a strong word, isn't it? And yet that's the word the gospel uses. And you know in your heart of hearts, and I know in my heart of hearts, that I can despise people who don't agree with me. And that's a lot of people for me, right? And think about it. Is that my job as a priest? To despise people that don't agree with me? Is that your job as a follower of Jesus, to despise people who don't agree with you? What if we just shut up and prayed and fasted? Instead of pushing detraction or gossip, what if we decided, I'm going to stop that today. Today, I'm going to stop that stuff. Because God, if I'm so busy worried about how righteous I am and how unrighteous everybody else is, but if we took a thing that, well, God bless them, I'm much worse than they are. You know, I've done idol worship in my life too, if you will. I've idled my money, my opinion, my selfishness, my house, my religion. I become an idol worshiper. And I don't really know if anybody else idol worshiped, but I know everyone here, including me, worships idols. And the idols usually are self, our opinion, our righteousness. So today God is calling us to something different. He's calling us to really be people who stop thinking of ourselves as righteous, who come before him in all humility and saying, God, there's no room in me to make anybody else, despise anybody else. I despise myself because of my judgment, because of my sin. Change me, Lord. So we don't go around just thinking I'm no good. The man who thought I'm no good left redeemed. The other one did not. So if all we do is judge and set up ourselves as righteous, you and I will never be saved. Even if you tithe, even if you fast, even if you do adoration, even if you do a rosary, if we are convinced of our righteousness, we will not be saved. So today is a day to look at our lives, to look at our prayer life, to look at our life online, to look at all these things and say, Jesus, is this what you want of me? Is this what you want? Because I exist to only do what you want. Lord, help me to be so focused on how much I have to grow that there's no room in me to tell everybody else how much they have to grow. Except for me, of course. I'm the priest. I have to tell you these things. You got it? Nature know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us.